a word for you from Micah chapter 5, verse 7. Then the remnant of Jacob shall be in the midst of many peoples, like the dew from the Lord, like showers on the grass, which delay not for a man, nor wait for the children of man. Here is a promise of God's people being missionaries, being the presence of God among the nations. That is what some of the commentators of this particular verse that they comment about, that they say this is a promise looking forward not just to the time of Jesus coming and his birth, as it says in verse 2, but you, O Bethlehem, as we've looked at this Christmas, but it's the time showing that the result of Christ's coming is that God's people will become like dew from the Lord. That is what you and I are meant to be. It's a promise not just to the remnant of Jacob, of Israel, but to God's people, for, as the angel said of Jesus Christ, that he shall be for all people. Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ came and he died for all people, for all nations. That is why one of the first groups of people to come and worship Jesus came from the east, from a pagan Gentile nation. And so God will raise up his remnant, his people, and they shall be like the dew from the Lord. That means a source of blessing. Dew from the Lord in the Middle East is something that symbolizes refreshment, the hope of growth, the hope of blessing. Dew from the Lord and like showers on the grass. For them it was something to rejoice about. Perhaps here we regard showers as the normal thing and dew as something that happens every other day. But in the Middle East it was something very special. And so it is with God's people. They are a very special presence in the midst of all nations. Has God made you to be like that? Another expression we find in the New Testament is that God's people are the fragrance of Christ. They are the ones who have that sweet perfume, you could say, that wonderful fragrance of life to the whole world. To some, of course, who choose death, they are the fragrance of death. But has God made you to be like dew from the Lord? Or do you still need to be dewed? Do you still need the showers on you